Hey everybody, welcome to Straight Guy Queer Eye. I am Paul Yen, your host. Yes, this is episode zero of the Straight Guy Queer Eye podcast. Episode zero because I'm a big nerd, I guess. I like prequel type stuff, but not episode one because I'm not actually ready to record the first episode yet. This is sort of a test. It's sort of a housekeeping episode. Kind of want to introduce myself to you all and test things out. Because not only is this episode zero, this is my first ever podcast episode, first podcast recording of any kind. I've never done it before. Do expect technical difficulties. I'm learning as I go, so please go easy on me. But I didn't want to wait. I want to do it. I want to put it out there. I want to just not be a chicken shit and try to make things perfect because I have a tendency to do that. So I could sit here and plan and try to make the episode perfect. But every podcaster says not to do that. So I'm trying not to do that. Okay, so again, please forgive me for any mistakes that I'm going to make, any technical difficulties that will 100% come up. With that said, there's also a disclaimer, okay? Although the podcast is about me, a straight guy, kind of jumping into the queer world of Drag Race and things like that, because I am not queer, I do not in any way, shape, or form understand the difficulties, the trauma, the drama, the pain, and the experiences of the queer community. Nor am I an expert, a therapist, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or any sort of professional in this realm. What I am is an ally, and I hope through this podcast that I can continue to learn and support the queer community and in turn learn to be a better man and, more importantly, a better human being. And that is my goal for this entire podcast. And along my journey, I hope it inspires others to learn and grow as human beings too. I am a big fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, and although I've watched all the seasons before, I'd love to watch them again and to review them, I guess. This isn't really a RuPaul's Drag Race review podcast. There are plenty of really good podcasts out there. There's one that is put on by Alaska and Willem that I listen to. The name of the podcast is slipping my mind at the moment. I do intend to review each episode, even though I've seen them before. But more importantly, what I want is to find nuggets of inspiration, you know, hopefully to spark conversations, thoughts, and anything in between to understand or better understand the hardships and strengths of the queer community, and hopefully look within myself to become a better person. I know I've said that before, but basically that's the thesis of this podcast, is to look at the queer community, be inspired by them, and understand that if you do so, if you embrace that queer community, it'll ultimately make you a better human being. So instead of just tolerating the community, right? I don't like that term. I don't tolerate the community. I embrace them. I love them, and I am an ally to them. So I'm not going to tolerate them. The queer community isn't something to tolerate. They're human beings just like me and just like you and just like anybody else. So if you embrace that community, you're in turn gonna be a better human being. That's my thought. And although this is a very serious subject, especially because of what the queer, trans, drag community is currently going through with all the political bullshit, I want to also be sure to have fun and laugh and smile, because ultimately that's the amazing thing about drag. Drag, at least for me, that's what I get out of it when I watch RuPaul's Drag Race, when I watch shows like We're Here or to kind of a different extent, Queer Eye, you know. So just understand that this podcast is going to develop as I go. You know, it will not be limited to RuPaul's Drag Race, like I just said. But it's a starting point, and I want to introduce other content that I'm also a fan of. And what that will be, we'll see. I don't fully know yet. Okay? Basically, as a fan, this is what struck a chord with me. Because when I was wanting to start a podcast, they all say, well, what do you always talk to people about? And I sat and I thought about all the nerdy stuff that I'm into. I'm a big motorsports fan, but I actually don't talk to people that much about F1 or MotoGP or even Lego. But what I found myself talking about a lot when I meet people is, hey, have you seen RuPaul's Drag Race? Have you seen We're Here? It's so inspiring. It's so it makes me emotional. It makes me laugh. It makes me so hopeful that one day people are just going to accept people for who they are. And that's what really excites me when I talk to people. And I thought, you know what? Why don't I do a podcast about it from the perspective of a straight guy? And my friend John, whom I've known for over 23 years, who happens to be queer, he suggested this title for me, Straight Guy Queer Eye, and I instantly loved it. And I was kind of afraid to use it at first because I didn't really want to point out that I'm straight, because I don't think that matters, if that makes any sense. But ultimately, that's who I am. I'm a straight guy, but watching things through a queer eye, if that makes any sense. No, maybe not. But anyways, I really loved the title because it makes sense to me. It kind of melds the two worlds that I'm trying to meld together. So if this interests you, please subscribe. I don't even know if that's a thing for podcasts. Download, and you can follow me on my social, not socials. I don't have socials. I have an Instagram. It's @HelloPaulYen. And maybe I'll start one for Straight Guy Queer Eye. But for the moment, follow me, even though I'm not fully active on it, because I try to stay away from it because it could be so toxic. It's very time consuming. But who knows with this podcast? I think I might have to join. And so, yeah. Follow me there for the time being. And next week, our first episode will be a review of the infamous first episode of RuPaul's Season 1 Drag Race. Was that even English? It'll be a review of Season 1, Episode 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race. There's a whole controversy about it because of the filter that is used. So even people I've tried to turn onto it get turned off by it because of the filter. But I implore you, if you haven't seen it, please watch it and join along with me as I quote unquote review it and go over it. And hopefully it'll spark some great conversation on my end. And we'll go from there. Like I said, we're learning as we go. We will develop the show as we go, and we'll find some great stuff to talk about and explore, and hopefully become better human beings along the way. Thank you for listening. Be human. Be kind.